Over the years, we've been most successful in setting. Everybody that was in our group usually always went out and sat most of the day and most of the season. Until later on, like I said, and then later on, usually sometime later on, try to see the moves of deer. That's the way I would suggest anybody who wants to hunt, you still have to sit. Because then if you want a good shot, and you'd be surprised what you can see. I've had a lot of deer come through in some of the earlier parts of the season. Some years I've seen as high as 17 to 20 deer in a day. And that was quite common the first couple of days. Lately, I've never seen quite as many deer in a day. Even though there were more deer sometimes, but you've never seen them as many times. So. And then the woods that we hunt changes too. I mean, the woods that has more grown and mature trees, you won't see as many deer. Now lately we've had a lot of windfalls coming down in the woods and that, and the new growth coming up, and we're getting a lot of young trees and small trees. And that's why I think in our particular area, we're having more deer up around our cabin and right directly behind it, because we're getting a lot of young trees. And then, and just not too far back in the woods, they took wood out for pulp wood, and now there's new growth growing up and deer feed on that. And that's their natural food anyhow, is the little buds and stuff that come out of trees, and the young trees especially. And so they like to hang in those areas and feed in those areas because that's their natural food. Especially in the wintertime, when there's nothing else, they'll feed on that. So they'll hang in the woods because of that. But when the trees are mature ones, there's not much undergrowth. And so the deer seem to move out. And so when you're in the woods like that, your chances of seeing deer are a lot less. It is when you have a lot of undergrowth. And then our woods is sort of ideal because we have all the cedar swales and stuff, and they like to go in there for cover, but they can go out of there and feed. And like oak trees is sort of important in the fall because the acorns, they love acorns, and that's their natural diet. And that's what kids put the fat onto them so they can weather the winter. And they do really fatten up, I think, them few weeks before deer season, they really fatten up on acorns. That's why a lot of time you get your deer in that time of the season, they're quite fat because of the rich food that they're eating.
Do you know the name of that guy that you said that stalks? It's pretty successful at that, you know?
Do I know him? No.
You don't know his name?
No. There's a lot of guys that are really good at it. I know I've talked to different guys, and that's all they do. And they really are good at it, but they really know how to do it. And they know how to move. Like, well, one thing, when you stalk, you don't continuously walk. You walk and stop and walk and stop. And sometimes deer will watch, and they will move probably the way you move. But they won't, well, they'll run, but they'll be inquisitive. And if you walk and stop, sometimes they'll stop, try to see what it is. And that's when you might have a chance even to shoot them. If you're a good stalker, because the deer will move, and then before they're out of your sight, they might stop and look back to see what it was, and that's when your chances might be to shoot them. Because usually when a deer, if it's any thick woods at all, if they're moving, they take off and move, you don't even have a chance to see what it is, not when you're stalking. But probably if you stalk and know what you're doing, and the deer would move but then stop, and then that might be your chance when you would see what it is, so you'd know what you would be shooting at. If it were a buck or a doe. Yeah. Unless you've got a doe permit, you could shoot at anything, but then you've got to be careful that it isn't people.
Yeah.
That you're shooting at. Some people shoot at anything just because they know they got a doe permit, and they'll shoot at anything if it's moving and it makes a brush crack, and it could be a person instead of a deer.
Yeah.
So that's the danger part of doe hunting, even, because some people are out just for the venison and they don't care. They're going to shoot anything that moves.
Yeah.
That's where stalking can be touchy. Especially the early part of the season, nobody likes to stalk too much then, but some people do. That's the way they hunt. Because they just can't stand to sit, so they stalk. And that's the way it is.
I guess then that would be the end of it. That's a good interview.
Well, I think so.
Yeah, it is. It's good and complete.
That's my experience of deer hunting. Anytime, I think deer hunting is it's an interesting sport. That's what I like about it. Like I said, is Because it gives you something in the fall to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know I look forward to
that. I look forward to all the sports in the fall. I mean, even into the winter now, going up rabbit hunting and that, I look forward to that. Mm-hmm. Just to go out in the woods and see what's there and challenge it. The challenge of it, I guess, is mainly the thing I like about it. As you get older, it gets a little different. But when you're younger, challenges like that is just what you want.
Yeah.
And just like fishing or anything, I just like the challenge of fishing in the cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see what you can find through the ice. And it gives you something to do. It gives you something different. It's peaceful. It's quiet. Your woods is like rabbit hunting and that. I mean, it's a time of the year when it isn't a lot of people up there. It sort of seems like the woods is all to yourself. And mm-hmm. it sort of makes it nice. And I like the nature of it. That's what I like. Because I'm just sort of like nature anyhow, and so that's why I like it. It gives you a chance to fulfill that part of your life that what you like. That's what I like about deer hunting in the fall, like bow hunting now. I just started that up, and I just like to, not only that, you have to, deer, but I like all the other animals that are out in the woods, moving about, and just to see their nature. And just sort of watch them, how they prepare themselves, just a natural thing for animals to prepare themselves for wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
With your squirrels and all that, and how they prepare. I mean, it's built right into them. Instead of just do nothing, they take and prepare for winter like we would prepare for winter, so we can just through wintertime, well, they do the same thing as an animal. So that's what I like about it.
My interviewee's name is Charles Meineke. His birth date is 6/16/32, and his address is 1110 South Portsmouth Road in Saginaw, Michigan, and his zip code is 48601. The date now is 12/29/89. The length of my interview was about 45 minutes to an hour.